What are some of the issues in managing patients who are on imatinib for long periods of time, and how often do you see complete intolerance where you have to use something else?
So one of the most important issues is compliance. We do see that about 70% of the patients have some form of non-compliance. Now, it doesn't have to be stopping the medication completely, but they do miss days of medications. So compliance is an issue. So if we have a patient who has resistance to imatinib, the first thing to consider is whether the patient is compliant or not. And there is a plasma test to measure the imatinib levels to be able to distinguish whether the resistance is due to non-compliance or due to other factors like development of mutations and so on. A second important issue is the one you mentioned, which is intolerance. How often is a patient completely intolerant? And I would put that rate at about maybe 5%. And most of the patients that have intolerance show it up front in the form of skin rashes or liver function abnormalities or fluid retention. So the intolerance rate being severe is about 5%. And maybe there's another 5% of the patients who have chronic moderate toxicities where they feel that it interferes enough with the quality of life to try to change to the second generation tyrosine kinase inhibitors.
That's really interesting about the issue of the compliance. You know, we hear about that. There's been some data on that in breast cancer, and yet you ask docs and they go, well, you know, cancer patients take their medications. What's your own personal experience with this, and how do you assess it in your patients?
I think the issue of compliance depends very much on the severity of the disease and how long the patients need to take the treatment. I think with chronic myeloid leukemia, we are seeing a form of non-compliance which is similar now to the non-compliance that you see with non-cancer conditions, because CML has been changed from leukemia, which was invariably fatal, to a disorder that is more reminiscent of the chronic non-malignant conditions, or it's a chronic malignant condition, but because the patients are doing so well, because it's a pill form, they tend to forget taking it more often than other patients with more serious cancers. So I think non-compliance is an issue, and the way we have to deal with it is by reminding the patients that they do have a disease that could kill them if they do not take the medications, and also that non-compliance can possibly allow the leukemic cells to become more resistant and transform.
I heard an interesting suggestion from Lisa Carey, who knows breast cancer work at University of North Carolina, about how she assesses compliance in her patients. I thought it was interesting. Rather than say, are you taking your meds, she says, how many times have you missed it in the last week?
And I think that they come up with a more honest answer when you ask them.
Yeah, I think so.